Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you are listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking. And if it is the fourth Monday of the month from 2 to 2:30, it is Al Fulton Network, Net One Services, Breakthrough Networking. Al, how are you?
Oh, doing fine. Dave, thank you for having me on the show again.
Absolutely. This is great. I look forward to this show every month because you really go beyond your product or service. I mean, first of all, you're amazing at IT, and you know how you rescued me about 2 months ago, maybe three already, when my website got hacked and you came to the rescue and were phenomenal. It was like going to an emergency room with no wait.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of an emergency room with no wait?
No.
I know. But I know you have things to do, and it was amazing how it seemed like to me you dropped everything to help me.
Oh, in a case like that, it was an emergency, and we have a very good team put together that came to action.
It was phenomenal. I haven't experienced anything like that. I was so impressed, and I go, now you got your own show, because I want to brag about you, because, you know, when you see great service, and rarely do I see great service in the nation or even around the world, but when you see it, you want to hold on to it.
Yes.
Don't you think? I mean, it's that important, and especially when it's sophisticated service, along with timely, great service, you can't beat it.
True. That's what we do, and love to help.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Before we get to our very special guest, a very interesting guest, too. I read her bio. I was incredibly impressed. We'll keep the listeners in suspense just for another minute or two. But tell us about Net One Services. You sort of go A to Z, it seems like. You really have a full menu.
We do. We have an a la carte. We are full service for small businesses. We handle everything from computer acquisition, implementation, internet, remote access, remote support, and that's our biggest feature is the remote support, where we can utilize the internet, connect to a machine via remote, remove viruses, troubleshoot speed issues, help update programs, and most of the problems once we check on the internet, they're usually resolved in about 15 minutes. So it's very, very nice.
Well, I think you should change the name from Net One Services to First Class Services.
Oh, that's an idea.
Not a bad idea. Okay, but that's how I feel. And, you know, I say this every show because I'm just delighted to have you on the team and be a client of yours. I just really enjoy it. And you've brought an amazing guest today.
Yes.
I'm just really impressed. I was reading her bio. I don't think I've had the pleasure yet to meet her in person. Maybe I have and I can't remember, but I don't think so. And I want to join our conversation someone that is just really giving to kids and it makes a difference in the lives of so many people. And, of course, Sharon Lecter is the founder of Pay Your Family First and a youthpreneur, as well as she's been a national spokesperson on the topic of financial literacy, president of an advisory council on financial literacy. She's also the co-author of the very well-known book, the best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I could go on and on, but that would take up all the show. So, Sharon, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dave. I'm delighted to be here. How you doing? Hi, Al.
Hi, Sharon.
It's a real honor and pleasure to have you here. I was reading your bio, and it really looked like a who's who. I mean, it's phenomenal, the accomplishments. And now we have something in common. Do you know what it is?
We're both CPAs.
Yes. How did you know that?
I was listening.
Oh, yes. Okay. You were. Maybe you saw my website. But so you worked at one of the Big Eight some point?
I started my career at Coopers and Lybrand many, many years ago, but I currently serve on the CPA's National Financial Literacy Commission, and we're in the midst of putting a book together for financial literacy, and I would invite you to participate.
I would love to. This is so cool. You were at the Big Eight. I was in the Little Eight. If you remember Kenneth Leventhal, they were number 12.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and they merged with Ernst & Young eventually, but that was my background, and That's a pretty good experience to have, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic. You get a bird's eye view of businesses that know how to do it right and an equal number of businesses that haven't quite figured that out yet.
So. Yeah, exactly. So I could see how interesting this is for you to combine so many different talents and qualities along with the financial base. Now, let me ask you a couple questions. I think that is important. With the economy the way it is, the last 3 to 4 years, people describe it as a down economy. I'm not sure it's going to get better anytime soon. But what are some of the opportunities, do you think? I mean, what can you tell people, despite the economy, how can people still thrive?
Well, just at the beginning of your show, you were complimenting Al about his great service. And what happens when you have a down economy is people start looking for value and they start looking for businesses and opportunities that really help them and serve a need. The most successful businesses do one of two things, solve a problem or serve a need. And it sounds like Al stepped up and helped you in both categories. So that's what's so important today in the environment of starting businesses. And if you think back during the Great Depression, many of our successful businesses today actually started back then. So it's those people who recognize the opportunities. Let's turn those obstacles into new businesses. Let's turn those needs and those problems into solutions and create businesses around them. And so in a few years, we'll be talking and writing about those businesses that are starting today because they've solved a problem or served a need and they've created great success and they're on the front of the wave instead of being overtaken by it.
You know, that's a very, very great way of saying that. Solve a problem, serve a need. And let me ask you, what do you think stops people, though? As a CPA, I'm still active, and I do a lot of CPA-type work still, business consulting. And I mean, what I notice is fear and maybe lack of skill sets. I mean, what would you tell the people about how important training is to upgrade your skill sets, maybe change your beliefs about what's possible?
Well, we've all heard the saying, knowledge is power. But really, the word that you use is exactly what's holding people back. It's fear. And if you look at the market over the last few years, it's been such a roller coaster. People have been paralyzed by fear. And fear can do one of two things. It can paralyze you or motivate you. And it's those of us who take that fear and say, okay, I'm going to motivate myself to learn more, to turn that obstacle into an opportunity, that will be the success stories. But most of the people that are paralyzed by that fear insulate themselves. They start hiding. They're afraid to deal with situations, so it gets worse. They start to spiral down. And that's what we want. My latest book called Outwitting the Devil is all about that. It's all about getting rid of that fear, looking at it, looking in the mirror, and understanding that you have the qualities and the opportunities to be successful. And typically, our worst obstacle is our own mind, that own fear set, those self-limiting beliefs that hold us back. And once you acknowledge them and recognize them, you can just kind of push them aside and start creating the success that you deserve.
There's no question about it. I'm real interested in your book, Outwitting the Devil. A nice title, by the way. And how does that work? I mean, what are some of the specifics? You talked about fear, how to get past that, perhaps belief systems. What are some of the things that are in that book that can really make a difference?
Well, Dave, I'm sure you are familiar with the book Think and Grow Rich, which was written by Napoleon Hill.
Absolutely.
Back during the Great Depression. Well, little do people understand that he released Think and Grow Rich in 1937. In 1938, he actually sat down and wrote the original manuscript that he titled Outwitting the Devil. And I'm bringing it out now almost 75 years later. And the reason that it was hidden was it scared his wife to death. But the reason he wrote it was he spent his life studying the principles of success. And so he published Think and Grow Rich, and he was frustrated because he said, even though people read Think and Grow Rich, they understand what they need to do to become successful, they're still not going to do it. Those self-limiting beliefs, those things that we've learned as kids, you're not good enough, you can't do it, easy for her to say, those things overtake us and prevent us from taking the action that we need to become successful. And so the whole concept of this, it was written in a parable format, and Napoleon Hill has the devil on a witness stand, and he's making him describe how he uses fear to keep us from being successful. And so he allows the reader to determine, do you think I'm interviewing the real devil or an imaginary devil? And so it's really quite entertaining, but it's so in your face. It's so true about what's happening in our world today. It's even more applicable today than when he wrote it in 1938. He talks about entitlement programs and how that keeps us from reaching our own potential. He talks about the need for experiential education and that we need to teach our children to become critical problem solvers and not drill information and make them memorize it and regurgitate it. All of that, a man before his time, he wrote this manuscript in 38. And as I said, it scared his wife to death. It was buried. And just a few years ago, the Napoleon Hill Foundation came to me and said, we're not quite sure what to do with this. And I was just thrilled and honored to be asked to work on the manuscript, and we released it in July of this year, or of 2011. That really is transformational.
Oh, I can imagine. I'm a big fan of all that. I don't know if you know this about me as well. I'm a CPA, but ever hear neuro-linguistic programming?
Oh, yes, NLP, of course.
Yes, and of course, Tony Robbins is the most well-known. Wasn't the founder of it, Bandler and Grinder were, but I'm also a master practitioner in NLP, and I find it a great combination of business and psychology because, and speaking from one CPA to another, you know, a CPA can go so far, but the mindset, to me, seems even greater than just information. Changing your beliefs, like you were talking about, to empowering beliefs versus limited beliefs, and really changing and upgrading your skill sets and really knowing how to get past fear, like you were talking about, seems to really open up the gate for success, for more knowledge, because, as you know, beliefs will direct behavior, and your beliefs, if you believe you can't, then you won't even try.
Well, I'm sure as a CPA you've had clients sitting across the table from you that you actually physically see their eyes glaze over when you're trying to explain something to them.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, 9 times out of 10, it has nothing to do with the content. It has to do with the fear that it triggers within them, that fear of the unknown, that fear of not having enough, that fear of losing what you have. And it's that fear that we're talking about because it can be so powerful and so overwhelming. And so I'm sure that you utilize your NLP to really help communicate with your clients to get them past that, because you have to not just deal with their balance sheet. You need to deal with their mindset. And each and every one of us have a mindset that many of us were raised with the concept of we can't afford it. Money doesn't grow on trees. There's a lot of negativity around money. And so when we get older, we feel scarcity instead of abundance. And so we try to get people to change their mindsets from I can't afford it to how can I afford it? By just shifting to that question instead of that statement, you open your mind to the world of possibility. You open your mind to create creative ways of raising and making money as opposed to the definitive negative statement, I can't afford it. And that's the basis of what I do for teaching entrepreneurship, for teaching women about money, a huge problem for women, and for teaching our young people, because it's so critical, particularly with what's happening in the economy the last few years, that we get people to understand that they can create value for themselves and they can be the master of their own destiny.
There's no question about it. I like what you say. It's right up my alley, and you're right. I mean, and if people, what I tell people, Sharon, is that listen to their own self-talk. If the first thing out of the first thought is I can't or won't work or I don't have time, I don't have money, then they're really negotiating against themselves. It stops them in their tracks right then and there. And I also tell people, and I know you can relate to this, is if the first thought is about cost, if like there's a resource you want to have or you know a marketing program you want to buy or whatever, or even investing in yourself with a skill upgrade, going back to school or taking some course. And if the first thought is cost, that's a problem. The first thought should be the value. And then you ask, how can I afford it, just like you said.
I couldn't agree with you more. And the issue is understanding that the cost is just the pathway. That's just a necessary thing to deal with. But what you want is the results that you get from gaining the knowledge and the opportunity. The inverse is also true. Those people that continually, they're the seminar junkies, that they just go from one to the next expecting somebody to give them a magic pill. And so it's kind of like two ends of the same spectrum. They both have the same problems. It's that self-talk It's that not believing in themselves to go gain the knowledge they need to then take the action that will result in success.
Absolutely. And why don't we take a quick break? Sharon, can you hold on the line for just a few minutes?
Absolutely.
And we'll be right back. We have on the line Sharon Lecter, co-author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and also founder of Pay Your Family First, a financial education organization. We're here with Al Fulton in studio, NetOne Services, and we'll be right back. Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
How healthy is your business? Is your business plan helping your bottom line? Do you even have a business plan? Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business has over 25 years of helping businesses of all kinds and sizes to get them where their owners want them to go. She uses her special wellness check process. It's to assess where your business is now, and then uses her own unique 7-steps business excellence plan to expand and grow your business into something to be proud of. Barbara will take a holistic or a global appreciation view of your company, and that's absolutely going to make a difference to your bottom line. So call now and schedule a wellness check and watch your business grow. 602-750-4518. That's Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business. 602-750-4518.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And this is Breakthrough Networking, starring Al Fulton, owner and founder of NetOne Services. And, of course, on the line is Sharon Lecter, the founder of Pay Your Family First and co-author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. So, Al, you had a question, or at least a comment.
Sure. Apprenticeship, that has become obsolete. The new term is mentoring. And Sharon, can you address the audience as to how someone can receive assistance with building that company, someone that has knowledge? Go ahead. I'll let you address.
Well, thank you. I think mentorship is exceptionally important, and apprenticeship is a fabulous word. The best way to learn something is to do it. And experiential learning is the key. It's how we all truly learn how to ride a bike or snow ski. Why not understand that that's the best way to learn about money as well? And mentorship is a key component of what we teach through the Youthpreneur program, where we create a program where a mentor can work with a young person to train them. In all of my businesses, I always have young people that are right alongside me so that we have the ability to bring in that foundation. The title of this show, networking. Networking is only successful if you bring in talent of multiple different diversities, and part of that is bringing in the young people so that you have your pulse on what's happening in the market around you. I could not be as successful as I am in social media if I didn't have young people telling me what to do.
Yes, so
I sure couldn't learn it on my own.
Mm-hmm.
I'm way too slow for that. And so the whole issue is understanding that in order for a business to grow, you need to be able to speak to your market, and your market covers multiple generations. And so it's so very important. The flip side of that is that as you mentor others, you become their mastermind. And, of course, the mastermind principle was originally created by Napoleon Hill.
Oh, yes.
Back in 1919, he wrote about the law of attraction and the power of mastermind. And so the concept is to surround yourself with people with diverse backgrounds who want you to succeed and are invested in your success. And you draw on their experience, their successes, and their talent, and so that you are able to accelerate your pathway to success, because you're relying, I often say 1 + 1 = 11, not 2, because you're leveraging their talent, you're leveraging their contacts, you're leveraging their passion to be able to drive your own success.
So true. You addressed the youth. How about for the audience that's college age or a little bit older that may have been in the work field and now switching into entrepreneurism themselves, where can they receive information or education?
Well, that generation is a great concern of mine, because many of them are graduating from college with high student loans, and the unemployment rate in that age group is the highest it's ever been since records were started many, many years ago. And so it's a critical time for those young people to realize that they can make money on their own, that they can be entrepreneurial. And there's all kinds of networking groups that are out there that help people get started in building companies. There's organizations like SCORE, which is a nonprofit that gives you retired executives to help you get your business started. But it's so important that they get the tools and the opportunities to be able to start taking responsibility for themselves. And a lot of what we teach in our Thrive Time for Teens game is basically covers from the ages of 12 to 25, helping people understand the basics of entrepreneurship, the basics of being able to invest in yourself, not in someone else.
Yeah, and when you say mentorship, would that include coaching too?
Absolutely. Coaching is so vitally important, particularly for someone just getting started in business. You want somebody that is not just your cheerleader, but your pit boss. You know, we spend most of our lives in school knowing that we have somebody to report to, the teacher. And we get out of school, and all of a sudden we're kind of like out in the world, and it's like, oh, my goodness. You know, I'm now my own boss. I better be disciplined. And many of us don't have the discipline that we need. So it's very, very important to bring in that coach. And we have something called LectorCoaching.com, where my son Philip is, that's the business. He's so talented at doing that. But there, get yourself a business coach, because that coach is there invested in your success and invested in making sure you stay on target and focused on the pathway, not necessarily in doing too many things, but to focus on those things that are going to take you to revenue. And revenue is the important word. We all need to get to that point of making revenue, because once you've got cash flow, then you can start doing other things as well.
That makes sense. And Sharon, remember in the old days, people said, well, when you go in the business, you need a good attorney and a good CPA and maybe a good insurance guy. These days, I think, yes, a good attorney, yes, a good CPA, but I also believe critically a great, great coach as well.
Well, and it's imperative. You see, there are lots of coaches out there, so let's talk about that a moment. There are a lot of people that call themselves coaches, life coaches, or people that have put the name consultant or the coach on their name, and they're not necessarily business coaches. So it's very important that you understand what your needs are, and that you make sure you bring in the right coach to facilitate your needs. Because what happens is sometimes you get diverted into wanting, and if that's fine, if that's your goal is to have more free time and more life experience, and you want more of a life coach. But if you're business coach, if you're driven to make sure your business is successful, then you want to make sure you have someone who has the actionable steps for you, and they can measure, and they can give you guaranteed results. Many coaches won't do that. So you need to ask and say, okay, what are you going to do for me, and how am I going to have a return on my investment? And that's where you can really separate a business coach from a life coach.
That makes a lot of sense. And you're right, there's a lot of life coaches just all over the place. A lot of them, because maybe they've lost their job and now they're coaching, that's a scary thought sometimes, and not all the time. But anyway, let's talk. We have about 4 minutes left or so. Thrive Time Game. Talk a little bit more about that. You did mention it about a minute ago. More specifically, what is that? I saw that on your website. It's very interesting.
Well, I'm very excited about it. It's really, as you talked about my long bio, my bio is long because I'm pretty old. But
No, you sound young. By the way, you have a beautiful voice. You really do.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. You just made my day.
Oh, you're welcome.
But really, I've been a CPA for well over 35 years, and I was able to really combine my background in accounting and my background in publishing with my passion as a parent. And it happened because my oldest son got into credit card debt when he went off to college. That was back in 1992, and that's really when I dedicated my professional career to financial literacy and financial education. And through that time, I've had three children, we have three grandchildren, and I have lots of friends who've had issues with their kids. And so I really started accumulating these stories. And from these real life experiences, I created the game Thrive Time. And it really is a life reality game that deals with not just how you spend your money, but the choices that you make on how you spend your time. And I have to tell you, we've received all kinds of national awards, but the best award I get is when I see young people playing it. And I'm very excited. We've just launched something called the Thrive Time Challenge here in the state of Arizona. We're creating the footprint, and we're going into high schools all over the state of Arizona and having a competition. The winners win cash prizes, the school wins a prize. And then the winners from each of the high schools are invited to participate in a statewide challenge in April. And as part of that, we've been endorsed by Doug Ducey, the Arizona State Treasurer. He's going to be at that competition with us. The Arizona State Society of CPAs are helping us staff with volunteers. We have the Phoenix Philanthropy Association is helping us with volunteers. So it really is a community collaborative effort to bring awareness to the need for financial education among young people. And it's so exciting. We've already had two of our competitions just last week. And I have to tell you, in both instances, the kids didn't want to stop playing. They wanted to keep playing. They said, this is what I want to learn. This is going to help me in my real life. I want a game. And every child that participates gets to have a game when they leave. And these kids were so excited. They said, we're going to get all our friends together. This is exactly what we need. This is how we can be successful in life. So that really is so rewarding.
That's awesome.
That's incredible. And Sharon, can you believe it? We're out of time already. How do people get in touch with you? Some of your websites and some of the things, how they can be served well.
Well, thank you. Yes, you can come to SharonLechter.com or my company name, PayYourFamilyFirst.com. And if you'd like to know more about the Thrive Time Challenge, you can go directly to ThriveTimeChallenge.com. And I really appreciate the opportunity to speak to both of you. And Al, thank you for arranging this. And I will look forward, Dave, to having the opportunity to meet you face to face very soon, I hope.
I would love that. And we'd love to have you on again. This is really valuable. I could tell you have a heart and a soul that's so compassionate. Sharon Lechter, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yes,
well, thank you. And
thank
both
you,
of
Sharon.
You have a fabulous day.
You too.
Thank you.
Wow, Al, she was phenomenal. That's Sharon Lechter, and God, we only have 1 minute left to give your contact information because you are what I call the rescuer.
You can reach me at alf@netoneservices.com. The company website, netoneservices, or you can reach me at 602-889-7270. And Dave, I wanted to mention you need three things: a good CPA, a good attorney, and a good IT guy.
You're right. I got so excited about the coaching. You're right. Absolutely. In this day and age, if you don't have an IT guy, good luck, because you might need some rescuing like I did. Anyway, I totally agree. And thank you, Al. We'll see you next month. And stay tuned for The Boss and the Ballerina, Tom Bossmeyer and Caroline Atkinson, right up at 2:30. We'll see you in about 2 minutes.